Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
All right, welcome back to it. You know, if you've been following the program here lately, we've spent a lot of time talking about transgender non-conforming issues in school districts around the state. Because it seems some school boards feel that they have the power, feel they are entitled to add protections to their school policies or whatever that don't exist in Elliott Larson. The Michigan Civil Rights Commission tried something like that recently, was told by the Attorney General's office, you're not legal to do that. And it's promoted a lot of division in communities, whether it's Grass Lake or Williamston or Dexter. These policies that we are told are supposed to bring us together are actually more likely to tear us apart from what I've seen. And one student from Williamston, Sam Dufferin, a freshman there, in fact, the first year at the school, decided, you know, he didn't like what he was seeing. He didn't like the policy, felt that it wasn't appropriate, heading in the right direction. So he decided he would gather some signatures on a petition. And I decided, because he's a young man who's speaking out and trying to do the right thing, that I would have him here on the program. And he joins me now in studio. Sam, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So, all right. You're a freshman. You're also the new kid. But you decided to stand up for what you believe in. And by the way, I tip my hat to you for that, for doing the right thing. But what motivated you?
It was really that when I heard, one of the big things that motivated me is when my parents went to one of the first public board meetings. There, people were allowed to get up and make comments about what they thought. People from didn't even have to be right in the district. And one person got up and said that the students don't care about it. And when my dad told me that when he got home from the meeting, I kind of thought off the top of my head, that's not true at all. I can think of a handful of people off the top of my head that I
know. So were you and your friends, I mean, it had become a conversation prior to that about
how
it would work, you know, where would you go if somebody wants to come into your locker room or you into theirs or whatever. These sort of conversations were happening already.
Yeah, there was already starting to go around the school. You hear about this new policy, and even some kids were saying, yeah, my parents are going to take me out of the school if this passes. But when I first heard that they said that they don't care, that kind of it motivated me, and I thought about it. I thought, well, is there any way that I can show that these students really do care, and they really do care about their school and about what passes in it?
So you decided to put together a petition, and the petition basically says, what does it say? We don't like this policy. We don't appreciate it.
It's really just, it says it at the top of the petition, it lists a couple things, a lot of the main factors that the petition entitles, and then it says, by signing this, you are saying that you don't agree with, you know, these number of things.
These policies, this says these different policies, of course, with transgender non-conforming students and a lot of different things in the policy that the parents didn't agree with. One of those things would include not telling the parents what's going on at school with their own child, which is contrary to state law. How many signatures have you gotten so far?
We're about 180, which is close to a third of the school. But I've been a little bit limited being as a freshman and being kind of the lower class of the school.
Sure.
And having, you know, limited in social circles. But I'm starting to be giving it out to other people in other grade levels that they can take it around their classes.
In fact, I saw a notice come today on social media that two children are going to be sharing petitions at the middle school in that district starting today. So you've started something here, Sam. You've stood up. You've done what Americans have always done, which is stand up and say, I don't agree with that, and I don't have to put up with that. Now, you may or may not win whatever argument it is, but you have the right and the privilege to be an American. I call it American privilege. I don't talk much about white privilege or male privilege. I talk about American privilege, and you have an American privilege here because you can stand up and say, you know what, this policy is wrong. And when they say the students don't care, the school board is wrong. What's your goal? Because, you know, the school board meets again, I think, on Monday. What is your goal for signatures, and do you think you can get there?
You mean like how many signatures would be like the gold number?
Sure, let's start with that, and then, you know, what else do you hope to accomplish? Awareness and so forth.
I think it would really be, well, for awareness, the community is already extremely aware, and there's been a lot of opposition throughout the community, from not only students but definitely a lot from the parents of the students who just don't want this passed, don't want anything to do with it. But I would say, as of now, I think I think the thing that could really send a message is to get about, our school has about 600, a little over 600 students in it. So if we could reach about 300 signatures, that'd be half the school. And if I could get half the school, that would just send a message that half of the students in your high school do not want this to pass. And I don't see how, seeing that half the students don't want it, you could completely ignore that and just say that, well, the students still don't care. There's still the other 300 that doesn't care. Well, you got to also think about the other 300 that do care. And there's just, that's a huge percentage of people that really just have no desire for this to go on.
Well, I think there's something else you need to take into account, and you're on the right track. There are also people who just don't care to sign their name, even if they do agree with you. There's a lot of folks, you've heard this term, of course, the silent majority. Because some people, you know, they don't want to get hassled, because I know you got hassled a couple of times, correct? You caught some static, some flack. Somebody actually tore the petition out of your hand at one point.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want to deal with that. It takes courage to do what you're doing. It takes courage to stand up and say, you know what, I believe in this, and I'm going to do something. But a lot of people would be supporting you. There's a lot of people listening to this radio program. They'll never call this radio program ever, but they listen. And there's a lot of people that listen to you because you've taken a stand. So I think you have more support than you think. You've reached out farther. Are you getting some traction with the seniors, the juniors? Where are we right now?
Because of my freshman years, it has been a lot of freshmen. And I think the freshmen have been generally pretty accepting of it. And they've been signing it a lot. Sophomores and juniors, mainly juniors, I'd say, is probably the grade level where I've been least effective and haven't been able to reach. Seniors, I actually have been able to. I can think of a couple lunch periods,
right,
where they were handing it around and everybody was, you know, give me the petition, and, you know, just going around and
getting it done.
Yeah, seniors have been generally pretty supportive of it.
Well, Sam, again, I tip my hat to you. Sam Dufferin is the young man's name. Hopes to be an electrical engineer someday, right here at Michigan State University, from what I understand. So good luck and best wishes with that. But leadership is important, and America needs leaders, young leaders, people like you. So again, I tip my hat, because too many people have sat quietly for too long, and it's people like you, Sam, that can make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's your inspiration for today. If Sam can do it, you can speak up. You can be heard. You can take your American privilege and put it to work. This is the Steve Gruber Show.